Parshas Devarim, July 23rd, 2015, by Tully Hartstock.
Erev Tov, good evening, everybody. As we begin reading Sefer Devarim, a thought I'd like to focus on is kind of an overall introduction to the to the Sefer and the theme of the Sefer. There are two strange things about Sefer Devarim as a book, of course. On the one hand, it has a name that separates it from everything else. It's called Mishneh Torah, and its Mishneh Torah is normally understood in the, like the English translation of Deuteronomy, that it is a repetition of stuff that happened that was already said before. So in terms of the content, it's odd. And in terms of the quote-unquote authorship, it's also odd. The Gemara is going to say explicitly that Moshe mipi atzmo, that Moshe wrote it. And that has kind of how to sort out what that means is something that many commentaries deal with, try to figure out. And what I'd like to do is really focus on one option, which is the Abar Benel, and how that's played out, using the Ramban as kind of a foil to contrast two ways to think about it. Before doing that, I just want to kind of give a sense of the way that that plays out on the ground. If you look at the on the first side, I'm really just focusing on Eilat Vremoshe Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael Beva HaYardein. These are, and this defines the Sefer, these are the words that Moshe spoke, and we'll get back to Pasuk Hei. But strikingly, in Tosfot and Gittin, I think it's just an interesting kind of piece of information by the way in which this is actually really thought about by Rishonim in a serious way. So the first Tosfot, the beginning of Gittin, asks, this is from out of left field for us, why is it that the Torah describes the divorce document as called the Sefer Kritut? It's a document that that separates the husband and the wife. But of course, we refer to a get as a get in Masechet Gittin. So the first Tosfot explores where does the term get come from, and there's all kinds of etymology. But read what else Tosfot says. So Zomer Rabbeinu Tam, we should be get gematria yud bet. So get is gematria 12. Viri shama b'shem Rav Haigaon b'shem Rav Sadia. So the Gaonim understood that the reason why get was called get, mishum dichtiv sefer kritut, kishiur yud bet shitid, meaning, well, first one thing at a time. The reason why it's 12 lines has something with the fact, something to do with the fact that a get is a sefer. So what is the kind of minimal definition of a sefer? What's called a sefer? 12 lines is a sefer. Where do they get the 12 lines is a sefer? Because there are yud bet shitin hamafzikim ben arba'ah chumshei sefer Torah. Kedamar v'avasra. If you look at a sefer Torah, you'll find that at the end of each sefer, so the end of Bereishis, there are four lines, and then it starts Shmot. At the end of Shmot, there are four lines, and it starts Vayikra. So if you count the lines that are between all the Svarim, there are 12 lines, and therefore, if there are 12 lines, and that is kind of the spaces between the sefer, so 12 lines is the minimum sefer. Very creative. So I'm not going to get into the hit, you know, does that make sense or not, right, or where that comes from. Really, I only want to focus on something else, which is how many lines are there between all the Sfarim and Chumash? If there are four lines in all the Sfarim and Chumash, there are 16 lines, not 12 lines. So Tosfot says, you're supposed to put four lines in each line. And here's the last line in Tosfot. The hefsek shepeins by daber lemishne Torah lo chashiv. The break between Bamidbar and Devarim, that doesn't count. She'eino ela chozer v'shone mashal mala. It's only repeating that which came before. Now, I mean, it's just like first of all, it's like, I don't know, I feel like once you hear that toast, like the kind of thing, you don't forget that, because it's so unusual. But it also, you know, in terms of the kind of the technical thing of whether a get is 12 lines, where it comes from, that's fine. But they make actually a very strong statement about Sefer Devarim, which is, there's something different about Sefer Devarim than all the other Svarim. So in terms of kind of the content of the Sefer, they see it as different because it's just repeating. So I want to kind of focus on the Mishneh Torah side and how that they really take that seriously in terms of the difference in the content. I also want to read Or HaChaim, the next slide, to see that they actually also take the idea of the authorship of Sefer Devarim seriously in terms of it being different. So the Or HaChaim, I think the other Rishonim, but the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, right, it's not somebody who would assume is like kind of a radical biblical critic who's going to talk about the, you know, the authorship of Sefer Dvarim. But read how he writes first words of Sefer Dvarim. He says, Eilad Rimagomer, Eile mi'et hakodeim. Why does it say Eilad Dvarim? And what he means by that, it doesn't say Ve'ele. The Gemara says often is Ve'ele as most of the Rishonim. Eile means it's starting new. So why does it say Eilad Dvarim Asher Diber Moshe? Perush Lefisha Amar Asher Diber Moshe Shem Divrei Atzmo. Because these are words, they're very serious. Eilad Dvarim Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke. Shekol HaSefer Tochachotem Musar Mi Moshe Over Pi Hashem. He does two things here. First of all, he says what he thinks is the idea of Sefer Dvarim, which we show him all debate, like, you know, what's the Sefer about? So first of all, he thinks the Sefer is primarily about Musar. That's a slide. We'll get back to that. But in terms of, again, who's speaking here, he says, these are words that Moshe Mipiatzmo Amar. Now how, you'll say, okay, that's fine. He says, no, actually, there's a really important point here. He says, Amruzal, the Gemara says, we'll get back to this Gemara, Klolos Sheba Mishnah Torah, Moshe Mipiatzmo Amaran. That the Klolos, that's the Tochacha, the Gemara and Megillah, we'll get back to later, makes a distinction between the Tochacha and Vayikra and the Tochacha in Dvarim. The Tochacha and Vayikra was said by Hashem, the Tochacha in Dvarim, Moshe mi pi atzmo amaro. Okay, so what? Well, the Gemara says that Moshe said the Tochacha on his own. So, Orachayim says, V'chash hakatuv lomar, and the Torah was concerned enough to say, Ki kederech she'amar Moshe mi pi atzmo dvarim keile, what were they worried about? They. What was the Kadosh Baruch Hu worried about in writing the Torah? That if it's true that the Tochacha, the Dvarim, was written by Moshe, then what would people say? Other parts of the Torah is also written by Moshe. So why does it say Eila Dvarim Moshe Dibar Moshe? Laze Amar Eila Hadvarim Perish Eila Levad Hema Dvarim Moshe Dibar Moshe Dibar Atzmo. These are the only things that Moshe said by himself. He didn't even say one word on his own. Etc. So I bring these kind of two sources to point to the two focal points, right? Two things I like to focus on. One, in terms of the content, where you see that it's not like an odd thing. The Tosfot, whatever the odd origin of get, seems to take that idea of Dvarim being different in content from everything else seriously. And the Orach Chaim, in terms of Shah, in terms of the idea of Moshe Mipiatzmo Amaro, he says, like, okay, but Moshe Mipiatzmo Amaro means that Eilad V'Moshe Dibar Moshe is clearly to distinguish in terms of what happened before and what happened left. Now, you can imagine that this is can be a whole kind of topic in terms of, like, you know, Bible criticism and all that. That's not, I don't want to focus on that aspect of the discussion. I want to focus on, you know, we assume that Moshe, that the Torah is Messina. What do we, you know, here you're talking about a Gemara, you're talking about Orach Chaim, you're talking about people who believe the Torah is Messina, and they say, this Sefer is Moshe Mipiatzmo Amaro. So what's, I guess, why is that important? What's the theme behind it, the idea behind it? If you're writing the Torah, why would there be like a whole Sefer that was written by Moshe distinct from the rest of the Torah? And all that by way of kind of setup. And with that, I want to skip down to the Abar Benel, who formulates the question in a very clear, you know, kind of a very stark kind of way in terms of what's bothering him. First of all, before I started reading the Abar Benel, I didn't... just an interesting point of information I didn't know before. I was reading the Hakdama of the Abar Benel, so as we showed them, I want to do before they write their commentary, they write this very poetic introduction with whatever. So first of all, I didn't know that the Abar Benel writes that he was in his 20s when he started writing his commentary on the Abar Benel, which he started with Dvarim. And then it's kind of remarkable to see, you know, why he started with Dvarim, I don't know. But then he writes in his introduction, I started it when I was living in Portugal, and then I got thrown out of Portugal, and I went to Italy, where I was living in Naples, and I wasn't able to settle in and continue, you know, writing, and then we got thrown out of there also, and finally I settled in Corfu, where I am now, which is a Greek island, Corfu, and I'm able, 20 years later, to pick up the commentary that I started 20 years before, and now, Hinani, you know, I'm starting with the commentary on Dvarim, which is, you know, just you know, it's kind of a remarkable, and you kind of connect to that, you know, kind of little piece of biography. So, Abar Benel asks the question as follows: She'elati u'bakashati. The question that I want to deal with is the beginning of his introduction. In Mishneh Torah, Asher Sam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, Ritzoni Lomar Sefer Eila HaDvarim. This Sefer, was it Hayam Eit Hashem Min HaShamayim? Sefer Dvarim Min HaShamayim, V'Hadvarim Asher Bo Moshe Amaram Pi HaGvura. And the words that are in there, Moshe recited the Pi HaGvura Ki Yeter Divrei HaTorah, Mi Breshit Ad Leinei Kol Yisrael, is exactly the same like the rest of Chumash. Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, ibli hayot behem shinui v'chiluf, is exactly the same as everything else. Im sefer mishnei Torah hazeh amru Moshe me'atzmo chibro ve'amaro kimva'er ma'sheivin me'akavana ha'elokit bebeur ha'mitzvot. Or a sefer dvarim, something that Moshe wrote on his own to express what his idea was. Moshe amar katuv ho'il Moshe be'er ta'torah hazot, as it says in pasuk K at the top of the page, ho'il Moshe be'er ta'torah hazot, which means Moshe began to explicate the Torah. That's what he was doing. So the Abar Benel has the courage to kind of raise a question that we, I think, would be very concerned about raising, as the commentary on Chumash, right, where he's saying, which one of these is actually true? So I cut out, but it's worth thinking for a second, about, he goes like this, he says, well, if one of these is true, he asks a bunch of questions. Like, I don't get it. And if the other side is true, and he asks a bunch of questions, because he doesn't understand that. So I actually would ask you, if I'm going to kind of consider for a second. Forgetting for a second, he doesn't just deal with it in terms of, well, what should a good Jew say? He's talking about, like, kind of, let's think about what's in the Chumash for a second. Let's think about what's in the rest of the Chumash and how it's written and stuff like that. What would you say? So is there anything that strikes you one way or another from the, or is anything that kind of would kind of just like abstract or not? We'll just give a shot at thinking about what would make somebody say it's a continuation other than theology from a text perspective. Anybody have a thought, an idea?
Mitzvos.
Meaning? Brand new mitzvos. So, meaning that's actually a pretty solid idea, right? That's a solid proof. There are mitzvos that you have. There are mitzvos that don't appear before, that appear in Sefer Dvarim. That would argue that, well, how can it be that Moshe wrote it on his own? If they're new mitzvos, that must have come before. That's kind of one of the arguments. What's an example of a mitzvah that doesn't appear before? Writing a Sefer Torah doesn't appear before. Yibum, Chalitza, Shiloh HaKein doesn't appear before. That's one side. Anybody, you want to suggest something on the other side? What would make say other? That Moshe, that supports the idea that it's all Mipia Gvura. What's weird about saying that it's all Mipia Gvura? What's odd style wise about it all being Mipia Gvura?
It's always right, Bereshit El Moshe. Here it says,
Eila Dvarim Moshe Diber Moshe. Not only that, that's worth noting, right? In all of Sefer Dvarim, will you find Vaydaber Hashem and Moshe Limor? You will never find Vaydaber Hashem and Moshe Limor in Sefer Dvarim because it isn't. It's not by the Hashem or Shelley Moore. So that's very, if someone would just present you with that idea, you'd say, well, that's like a whole different thing than the rest of Chumash, because that's the pasuk that appears over and over again. It doesn't appear in Sefer Dvarim. So those are, now from a stylistic vantage point, that Bar Benel says, well, if it's all Me Hashem, why would Hashem write a Sefer like that, in this way? It doesn't make sense. The first of all, the rest of this, the Arba Sfarim written in Hashem is speaking in first person, and here Moshe is speaking in first person. It says like Vayomer Hashem Eli. Supposed to say Vayomer Hashem Eli, not by Daber Hashem Moshe anymore. Vayomer Hashem Eli. So why would you make that distinction? Number one. Number two, he says, if Hashem wrote the Torah, why would he, from an organizational perspective, why would he write it like that? Why would you write a Torah and say, okay, I have four Sfarim, I'm going to write this way, then I'm going to kind of finish it, like I'm done, and then I'm going to start again with like Moshe. And then Barbanel asks the questions like that. He says, why is the language written that way in those Sfarim? Why is the language written that way in those Sfarim? Why is it that, why would Hashem write a Torah in that kind of way? That doesn't make any sense. On the other hand, why would there be new mitzvos that don't appear early? Why does that make sense? Yeah.
I obviously can't answer all those questions, but the Dvarim is about, we already know Moshe's going down. Moshe's transitioning, and this is his time. And perhaps that has something. So Hashem is more or less giving Moshe his turn now, because you're on your way out.
So there's clearly there's something about Sefer Dvarim that's about transition. That's something like that. It's about so one. The Ramban seems to kind of follow that kind of thinking, which I want to go through quickly because that's oft quoted, and I still want to kind of use it as a foil. There are a lot of ideas around this. I want to share a little bit of a different idea. But the Ramban, meaning along those lines, what you think about Sefer Dvarim in a linear, historically linear kind of way, meaning what's happened until now, these are like stages. What's going to happen after Bnei Yisrael go into Eretz? Until now, what's been happening has been this miraculous, living, and then when they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be doing it on its own. So in that kind of thinking, what's Sefer Dvarim? It's like a transition. Moshe's last thing, he's going in, it's something like that. To eat a whole Sefer. But, okay, but the Ramban, that's like an option. So let's read the Ramban a little bit. Ramban says, HaSefer HaZeh Inyano Yadua Shu Mishneh Torah. First of all, the Ramban, just in terms of what Mishneh Torah means, so the Ramban says that Mishneh Torah means Yiva'er Bo Moshe Rabbeinu L'dor HaNechnas Ba'aretz Rov Mitzvot HaTorah HaTzvichot LiYisrael. That's important. If you read the Ramban carefully, what's the purpose of Sefer Dvarim? First of all, to teach what, to whom,
future.
When. So we're teaching, what's the content that you're trying to teach? Rov mitzvot HaTorah HaTzrichot LiYisrael. Actually, the Ramban in his commentary on the first pasuk, this is the introduction. The Ramban in his commentary on the first pasuk is very makbid. He's one of those where he says Shi'ura Katuv. The way you read this pasuk is, what does it mean? Eila Hadvarim Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael. Like when you read it, I think when I read it, what I think Eila Hadvarim, what is it? What does it refer? What does it mean? Eila Hadvarim. These are the words that Moshe spoke to Bnei Israel, referring to what? Well, first it's going to refer to all the stuff that he's about to say about the Meraglim and this and that. The Ramban says, wrong. That's not what it means. What does the word Dvarim mean? The same thing that Dibrot means. What does Dibrot mean? The commandments. What does Dvarim mean? The commandments. And what is the purpose of Sefer Dvarim according to the Ramban? And if you're shaking your head this way, what is the Ramban? What is the purpose of Sefer Dvarim according to the Ramban? He says exactly what he means. For Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Bnei Israel the mitzvot that they need when they're going into Eretz Yisrael. For his korbo, now, and then immediately he says, well, okay, well, what's not included? Let's see, what's not included that they would need to go into Eretz Yisrael? That's his theory. Stop and digest that theory. If that's the theory, what's missing? So he says, well, you should need all of Vayikra. You need Beis HaMikdash. How can you not have Beis HaMikdash? How can you not have all of Vayikra? That doesn't work. None of the Korbanos. None of the Korbanos. So he says, okay, so he has to answer that. Now you could think of that. You'd say okay, that's why I would think that's not a good theory, right? He's going to say that doesn't cover everything. He tries, he says, well, yaskir bo davar b'tarat kohanim v'lo b'maser kabonos v'lo b'taras ha-kohanim v'maseyem. Why? Shekvar bi'ero tam lohem. It's already said once. And what's the difference between kohanim and us? Kohanim, sorry, me, I don't know if the kohanim here, v'kohanim zrizim heim. Lo yitzdarchu l'azara achar azara. You don't need to be warned over. You told them once. They know. Aval b'Yisrael yachzira mitzvot hanogot behem pam lo sipehem be'ur. Sometimes to elaborate. Pam shelo yachzir otam rak lazhir Yisrael berov asarot. Sometimes there are things that you need to warn them over and over again. Like what is in Sefer Dvarim that they're warned about over and over again? About Azara. Why? Because they're not going to get it unless you keep on. You can't just say it once. So that's why he repeats it over and over again. Radzu achazu. The audio sipa sefer as a kam mitzvot shaloniskru klal. And there are also some new mitzvot. You go Yibum, Mosi Shemra, Geirushin, Be'isha, Edom Zomen, Zuatan. So according to the Ramban, what is Sefer Dvarim? It's a preparation for Bnei Yisrael when they're going into Eretz Yisrael to know all the mitzvot that they need to have. the ones that aren't stated again are not stated again because it's not necessary, because the Kohanim are going to know that already. And this is really focused on the things that they need. So why are some things not stated until now? Presumably, according to this theory, why are some things not stated until here? They're relevant now. They weren't relevant beforehand, right? That's the Ramban's thought.
Why can my Kodesh Baruch Hu say it?
Well, a kind of a combination of your idea. On his way out, Moshe, why is Moshe saying these things? Because going to the Ramban, what is this? What's happening right now? They're preparing to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So who's setting them up to enter into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe. What is Moshe doing in setting them up to Eretz Yisrael? Giving them the warnings about things to make sure that they're ready and they're prepared. And the mitzvot that they need to focus on now, because they really need to have them now. Can you think of a mitzvah that will knock out the theory of the Ramban, or it won't work so well? Sorry, you can say something else. You have to ask my question.
Yeah, this sounds like a reinforcement. The fact that the Kohanim don't require the fish, it sounds like everything was given to Sinai, and presented here, adopted to the next generation. Everything had already previously been given.
So read the next lines. Perfect. So the next line says, "Ukvar nemru lo kulan b'Sinai oboel moed b'shanim harishonot kodem hamraglim." And everything was already said before to Moshe, because why does the Ramban have to say that?
Because otherwise, why didn't appear in the mitzvahs already? Did.
That's one problem, and the other problem is a big theological problem. If he doesn't say this, Moshe, this is supposed to be Torah Sinai. So, meaning, what's hidden under this is a very enormous question, right? The enormous question is, if Moshe is saying it now, what's been happening until now? So what's Ramban's answer to that question? They got all those mitzvot, but Moshe, as the pedagogue, saying now is the time where they have to pay attention. So enough the Ramban, I want to move to the thing, but I just want to say, so Rabbi Benel jumps on the Ramban for a variety of things. He asks like 10 questions on the Ramban, he doesn't like it. A very basic question is, like, can anybody name an example of a mitzvah that is written earlier that's not really relevant until later?
Meiser?
Any mitzvah tchuya ba'aretz, right? So Maaser is written earlier, Shemitah is written earlier, like Yovel is written earlier, the Nesachim are written earlier, I mean, whatever, there are all kinds of things written earlier. So just taking that as an example, so that Bar Benel says, I think that that's wrong, and he posits something different, which I'm going to do right now. But just to kind of summarize, right, the two basic things about Sefer Dvarim that are defining characteristics, one is the content, and the second is the author, writer. And we're acknowledging that those two things are true and distinct. The question is what you make of it. The Ramban says what you make of it is, this is Moshe preparing Bnei Yisrael for entering into Eretz Yisrael, and that is kind of I'm saying it as linear because it's going to feel, to me, it's in contrast to the Ramban says, but historically linear, meaning it's kind of like I don't know which way you want to draw the thing, but it's like either like from a God connected to a natural thing, it's kind of going like this. If you want to say they're going into Eretz Yisrael, it's kind of going like that. But there's some kind of progress, and this is a transition that's happening. Abar Benel, after asking all of his questions, proposes something else. So he says, we're going to start from the second paragraph of the Abar Benel. Umasher isiani b'tshuvat kol zeh, who shelo hayta kavanat adoneinu Moshe b'sefer hazeh lehochiach Yisrael. First of all, he rejects all the things that the Ramban says. It's not about Musar. I don't think that it's about teaching new mitzvot that weren't taught before. And he's not trying to just remind them of new mitzvot that weren't taught before. He doesn't think that any of those things are true. Middle of the line. Aval shehayta kavanato bilvad libaer tatorah v'hamitzvot otam shehayu tzrichot be'ur. Really, this doesn't sound glamorous, but I think it's actually very important to see. According to Abar Benel, what is Sefer Dvarim about? It's Moshe explaining the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the things that needed explanation. That's what Sefer Dvarim is about. U'kamo shamar, for him, the whole theme of Sefer Dvarim is Ho'il Moshe Be'er Tatorah Hazot. That's what Sefer Dvarim is about. Ki zeh bilvad haya tachlito lo davar echer. His only point, his goal in Sefer Dvarim was to be able to teach or to explicate, to explain the Torah. Now, I'm going to turn to the other side for a second. Actually, I can ask you to hold that thought for a moment. I realize, can you just hold that thought? Can I go out of order? Because I wanted to also share, I forgot that it was on the other side of the page, two Gemaras on this topic, which make the Abarbanel actually really struggle, and it's going to be important in terms of understanding Abarbanel's answer. So the Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, says as follows. This is kind of the very controversial source where it all begins, where the Mishnah makes a distinction. Sorry, the Gemara makes a distinction between the Tochacha in Sefer Dvarim and the Tochacha in Sefer Vayikra. So it starts like this: the Mishnah in Megillah says, it's the first three words in the source of Megillah, it says, "Ein mafsikin beklolos." You're not supposed to make a hefsek. When you read the Tochacha, you're not supposed to make a hefsek. So you read the whole thing through. Not immediately. How do you know that's true? Amar v'chia bar gam dam rabbi asi dam arkra. Pasuk says, "Mushar shem bini al timas." When I'm giving you musar, you should not find it disdainful, which means like pay attention and pay attention from the beginning to the end. I'm giving you musar, and you should treat it like that. Rish Lakish amar, v'ishein omim bracha al peronus. You're not supposed to make a bracha on bad things. You don't want to say Birch HaTorah over a Tochacha, and therefore if you stop in the middle, what's going to happen? You have to say Birch HaTorah on the Tochacha. Elhechav, it's what should you do? Tanak, shumaskil pasuk shalafneim. When you start a pasuk before, shemesayim pasuk shalachreim. When you finish, you should finish a pasuk after. Okay. Amar Abaye. So Abaye now comes and makes the following distinction. Lo shanu ela beklolos shebetoras kohanim. When is it true that you're not allowed to start in the middle? That's only true regarding the Tochacha in Vayikra. Abla Kolosh, the Mishnah Torah, Posek. You actually are allowed to stop in the Tochacha in the middle of Dvarim, in the middle of Kisavo. And the truth is, if you look at the Posek, we'll say this is actually La Halacha. Our Minag is, we don't do it in either case. But halachically, what's true is you're allowed to stop in Dvarim, you're not allowed to stop in Vayikra. My Tama, why should there be a difference? And here the Gemara says, Halalu b'loshin rabim amuros u'moshim p'yagvura amaran. What's true about the Tochacha and Vayikra? Moshe, it's written b'loshin rabim, God is talking to Bnei Yisrael. Moshe is repeating in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halalu b'loshin yachid amuros u'moshim p'yatzman amaran. Who said that it's Tochacha and Sefer Dvarim? Moshe says it on his own. And therefore, you're not being mo'es b'dvar Hashem. If you stop in the middle, you're being Moes Bivar Moshe, and that's not exactly the same status. Read how Rashi, I want to read just so you're not having a sense like that anybody's like skirting the language. They're actually writing it like that. Rashi says, Moshe Piagvur Amaran, Benasa Shliach Lomar, when it's Vayikra, Moshe Hashem Shliach, to say, Kachamul Yakosh Baruchu, Hare Shamurim Beloshna Benatati, Vif Kadati, Vishilachti. If you read the Tochacha and Vayikra, it's written in first person, because it's Hashem saying the Tochacha. Misha Echol B'Yadol Lasot. Now, Mishnah Torah Ksiv, but if you read the Tochacha and Mishnah Torah, and once you know this, like then you read Psukim, and every time you read a Pasuk in these Sfarim, you say, oh yeah, because you realize that it's written in that language. Yakcha Hashem, Yadbek Hashem Becha, Moshe Amaran Me'elav, Im Tavru Al Mitzotav, Yifkod Alechem. Now, I started reading the answer to the Abarbanel before raising the last question of the Abarbanel I wanted to raise, which is based on this Gemara in contrast to the next Gemara. You don't have to read the Abarbanel, just read the next source. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. According to this, what's true about the Tochacha and Dvarim? Moshe mipiatzmo amaro. What's true about Sefer Dvarim? As Zohar Chaim says, Moshe mipiatzmo amaro. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Daf Tzadi Tes. Tani Idach, Dvar Hashem Baza. What does it mean to shame the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Zeha Omer Ein Torah Min HaShamayim. If you say that Torah doesn't come from Shamayim, you don't recognize the divine authorship of the Torah, that's Dvar Hashem Baza. You're shaming Hashem's words. V'afil Omer Amar Kol HaTorah Kul Min HaShamayim Chutz V'Pasuk Zeh Shelo Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Moshe Mi Piatzmo Zeha Kedvar Hashem Baza. If you say any word in the Torah, Moshe said Mi Piatzmo, Dvar Hashem Baza. Says the Abarbanel, I got one Gemara and I got another Gemara. How can both of these Gemaras be true? One Gemara says, Sefer Dvar Moshe Piatzma Amaro, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Dvar Hashem Basi, we say Moshe Piatzma Amaro. How do you answer that question? So you could say, or maybe these opinions conflict, two different opinions, you don't really find anybody says that. You could say, one's on the first four Sefer, one's on the last Sefer. Rabbi Nel says it's like not, I mean, it doesn't look like it. So what's the Abar? So how does he answer that question? So he kind of sets up that up as last question in order to answer the whole thing. So he says like this. Now you can come up to the other side. Wow, I see. Ha'alnam, last paragraph on the first side. Ha'alnam inyan ha'sefer hazeh v'amitato. The truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom amar dvir me'ela. Moshe said this on his own. U'bi'er ha'mitzvah shenizkru poli Yisrael tzorch predato. And he explained all the mitzvot, whatever was necessary before he departed from Bnei Israel. V'ratzah kadosh baruch hu achash hishlim lo'amram Yisrael. After he finished saying them to Bnei Israel, Hashem, God said, Sheyikatev b'sefer haTorah kol zeh kefim rasha amaro Moshe. Meaning, who said Sefer Dvarim? Moshe. Who decided to write Sefer Dvarim? Kodei Bar Benel? Kodesh Baruch Hu. This actually isn't going to work so neatly in the language of the Gemara, but okay, for another day. The Abar Benel basically says, he goes on a little bit, he says, maybe Hashem added a couple of things, maybe. Although it's true that the Amira was at the hands of Moshe, at the mouth of Moshe, lo itak tivata b'sefer Torah mimenu. The writing of it in the Torah was not from Moshe. Ki nei lo katafu alav shalom otam adrim me'atzmo. He didn't write the words on his own. Ki eich yichtov davar me'atzmo b'torat Elokim. How's he going to? What gives him the right to write Torah? He can't write the Torah. Okay, so I just want to point now, and then I want to do the last things, because the Abar Benel basically says that the idea, first, two things. First of all, the idea of Mishneh Torah, second of all, the authorship. In terms of the idea of Mishneh Torah, what is the idea of Mishneh Torah? He says it's Moshe basically giving shiur on the Torah for things that people needed to be explained to them properly. In terms of the authorship of Mishneh Torah, Moshe said Mishneh Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that should be included in Torah. Now, that's all nice and neat to a certain degree, but the question still remains, like, what for? Why? So I'd like to share with you, 3 minutes, a small piece of the Maharal and a small piece of the Sfas Emes to see how this gives a totally kind of different conception of how Sefer Dvarim then shifts what the idea of Chumash is, or how it creates a certain kind of composite. Maharal, in explaining this Gemara in Megillah, Moshe Mipiatzmo Amaro, says as follows: Ein hakavana b'zechas v'shalom shiomar Moshe Dvarim Piatzmo af och tachat. He doesn't say one letter on his own. Rakefresh yesh bein Mishneh Torah bein Shara Torah ki haTorah shenatan Hashem yitbarach liYisrael yesh ba shtei b'chinot. And this is in kind of classic Maharal fashion that needs, like, what does he mean by that? He says there are two aspects to the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. HaBchinah HaHachat Mitzal Hashem Yitbarach. There's a side of the Torah that is about Matan Torah. It's God's giving of the Torah. Asheru Noten HaTorah. HaBchinah Shenit. The second side of it is Mitzad Yisrael HaMekablim Et HaTorah. And he says, what does it mean that Sefer Torah is Mipi Moshe Moshe Amaro? Moshe, what's the idea behind that? He says the first 4 svarim are Matan Torah, and the last sefer is Kabbalah Satorah. Now, I'm going to suggest that what the Maharal is doing is expanding on the Abar Benel's idea, and I'm going to try to just nail it with the Sfas Emes in the end. Sfas Emes writes, in his style, a different thing. I think they're all pointing to the same thing. Sfas Emes writes, Be'yur ha'inyan, ki sefer Mishneh Torah azeh b'chinas Torah shebal peh. Interesting concept. What does it mean that he says that Sefer Dvarim Mishneh Torah is Bechinat Torah Shebal Peh Asher Diber Moshe? This is classic. What is Asher Elah Dvarim Asher Diber Moshe Rashi Tevos? What's the Rashi Tevos Asher Diber Moshe? Adam Kihu Ikar Ha Adam. What is human? Right. What's our lives about? What is the point of a person's life? To explicate the Torah, right? Bechinas Torah, the beginning of the third line. Bechinas Torah shebal peh lo tzi mipiv milin la'ir al abrit brach moshe katav atem meidai. I'm going to stop and just kind of finish it up orally. The thing here's the idea. I mean, when I read this Sfas Emes first, it's like, what does that mean? The Torah is bechinas Torah shebal peh. But on the heels of the Abar Benel and the Maharal's idea, it's actually something very powerful. What is Chumash? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide that Chumash should be comprised of? So we think of Chumash as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The whole idea, our Salvechik has like lots of things about that. The fact that you can make a Birchas HaTorah on a Dvar Torah that a regular person is like an unbelievable. So you wrote a Dvar Torah, I'm supposed to make a bracha on your Torah. And he says the Chiddush is that human beings can actually create Torah, and that Ad Kedei Kach, you have to make a bracha on it. So according to, what does it mean that Sefer Dvar is B'chinat Torah Shebal Peh, or Mishnah Torah? Mishnah Torah is B'chinat Kabbalah Satorah. The idea is that what's incorporated into Chumash is, obviously most of it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporate into Chumash also? The Torah that's created by human beings, which is B'chinat Torah Shebal Peh, that's also incorporated into the Torah, so you have that kind of composite. So I'll end with the last sentence to see how you can get a different feel of what the whole Sefer is about, based on which research, you know, according to the Ramban, what's Sefer Dvarim? I kind of feel it like physics. What's David Verm Kohen Ramban? You're going into Israel, Moshe is leaving, you're moving to the next stage, there's a transition. According to this Abar Benel Maharal Sfasemes idea, what's David Verm about? It's actually representative of what the idea of Chumash is about. It's God's Torah that human beings have to interpret, and that itself is an idea that's incorporated to the makeup of the Chumash.
Next week is Bernie Stahl. And then the 6th and the 13th, we're going to take 2 weeks off. Maybe some people will go on vacation. And then we'll take over again on the 20th.
Thank you.